Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We have started and commenced in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Kareem, Raufur Rahim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions, alayhim ridwan. What a beautiful narration. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once appeared with traces of happiness upon his blessed face when he approached his Mubarak and blessed companions. So the companions of the beloved Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked the reason for this. That Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see the happiness upon your blessed face. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, someone came to me from my Lord, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, saying, O beloved, whosoever from your ummah sends salat upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jalla will record 10 good deeds for him, remove 10 of his sins, elevate him by 10 ranks, and send the same amount of mercy upon the reciter. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya nabi Allah wa sallam alayka ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Views of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, since our program is Treasures of Wisdom, today we are going to be learning about the wisdom in saying and reciting Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Since we recite this dua when we hear the news of deceased people, when we get the khabar of somebody passing away, we often recite Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, which is a verse from the Holy Quran Pak as well. But dear viewers of Madani Channel, there's much more wisdom and blessings and barakah in reciting this for other things as well. We are going to explore and go through the things for which this dua can be recited, dear viewers. Stay locked and tuned with us until the end of today's episode and program. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, you will be really happy to learn and to know that I can recite this at various other places as well. And let's come into the habit of reciting this beautiful verse when we are faced with calamities and adversities and other vices and situations out there. What they are and how they can be recited. What blessings are there in reciting this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran Pak? If you want to learn more, stay locked and tuned with us until the end of the program, dear viewers, because for now, we are going to be shifting to the next, segment, and that is to listen to a kalam. And the kalam that we are to listen for today, in today's program, is Fidaka, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may we be sacrificed upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just as the blessed companions, alayhi muridwan, had sacrificed everything, including their lives, for Nabi Kareem Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is kalam ko sunte hain aur is kalam ke baad hum dobara is program ke saath hazir honge. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Ye ek jaan kya hai agar ho karodo, ye ek jaan kya hai agar ho karodo, tere naam par, tere naam par sabko wara karun main, aap par qurban meri jaan ya rasool allah, aqa fida ka ya rasool allah, fida ka ya habib allah, fida ka ya rasool allah, fida ka ya habib allah, hai arzu hamari hai jo stujo hamari hai arzu hamari hai جستجو ہماری، نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری، نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری۔
کہتے ہیں برملا ہم مایوس کیوں پھرے ہم، کہتے ہیں برملا ہم مایوس کیوں پھرے ہم، سرکار کے گدا ہے کوئی نہیں ہمیں غم، سرکار کے گدا ہے کوئی نہیں ہمیں غم، کوئی نہیں ہمیں غم۔ قسمت ہے یہ ہماری ہر دم گلب پر جاری، قسمت ہے یہ ہماری ہر دم گلب پر جاری،
نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری، نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری۔
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ،
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ، فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ، فدا کا یا رسول اللہ، فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ۔ ہے آرزو ہماری، ہے جستجو ہماری، ہے آرزو ہماری، ہے جستجو ہماری، نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری، نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری۔
رنجو علم ہمارے سب دور ہو گئے ہیں، رنجو علم ہمارے سب دور ہو گئے ہیں، ہم ذکر مصطفیٰ سے مسرور ہو گئے ہیں، ہم ذکر مصطفیٰ سے مسرور ہو گئے ہیں، مسرور ہو گئے۔ سزا ہے یہ ہماری چھوڑے ہم دنیا داری، سزا ہے یہ ہماری چھوڑے ہم دنیا داری،
نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری، نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری۔
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ،
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ، فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ، فدا کا یا رسول اللہ، فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ۔ سارے میں تمہارے ہیں، قسمت یہ ہماری ہے، قربان دلو جان ہے، کیا شان تمہاری ہے۔
خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت، وہ خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت، پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت، پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت، کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت۔ کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری، کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری،
نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری، نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری۔
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ،
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ، فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ، فدا کا یا رسول اللہ، فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ۔ ہے آرزو ہماری، ہے جستجو ہماری، ہے آرزو ہماری، ہے جستجو ہماری، نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری، نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری۔
ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے، ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے، دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے، دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے، سر اپنا ہم جھکائے۔ ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری، ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری،
نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری، نبی پہ جائے صدقے، نبی پہ جائے واری۔
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ،
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ سارے میں تمہارے ہیں قسمت یہ ہماری ہے قربان دلو جا رہے کیا شان تمہاری ہے
یہ پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت یہ پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت غوث الورا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت غوث الورا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت محسن گے جانی ساری قائم رہے ہماری محسن گے جانی ساری قائم رہے ہماری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم اینڈ دس ریسیٹیشن واز نن ادر دین اور عادل بھائی عادل اطاری حفظہ اللہ واٹ اے بیوٹیفل ریسیٹیشن آف نعت رسول مقبول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فداک یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم الحمدللہ جسٹ بیفور دس کلام دی ویورز وی ور ڈسکسنگ دا بلیسنگز اینڈ دا وزڈم ان ریسائٹنگ انا للہ و انا الیہ راجعون ناؤ ان شاء اللہ عز و جل ٹو فردر انڈرسٹینڈ وین اینڈ ہاؤ دس کین بی ریسائٹڈ دی ویورز اٹ از اے قرآنک آیت اینڈ ورس ایز ویل اینڈ اٹس ناٹ اونلی ریسائٹڈ فار میتس اینڈ اپون ڈیتھس آف پیپل دیٹ یو ہیئر بٹ رادر for every other problem and calamity that befalls in your life, dear viewers. Through this recitation of this ayat, a person attains the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and many, many more other blessings, dear viewers. Now, listen to this narration. The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when a person's shoelace breaks and he recites, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'oon, the blessings, guidance, and mercy of Allah Almighty descends upon him. And this reward is better for him than the world and whatever it contains. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, respected viewers of Madani Channel, look at the way of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he beautifully advised others. Outwardly, it was a minor issue. Shoelace broke. It happens, wear and tear. And whenever a believer is afflicted by a trial, what does he recite? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Subhanallah. He has granted mercy and blessings from Allah Almighty. He has also given the opportunity to show patience, sabr, perseverance. And this is obvious that when the shoelace will never break, there will be no difficulty, right? There will be no problem. Zahir se baat hai, jab hamari koi cheez ghaib nahi ho rahi hai, toot nahi raha hai, kharab nahi ho raha hai. So there's no difficulty. And when there's no difficulty, what this means, there is no opportunity to have sabr and patience, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. And when there is no opportunity to be patient, one will be deprived of this great reward of enduring patiently. What sawab and reward is there? Fath Mosali rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali's wife was moving and walking with her friends. She slipped, she tripped, she fell. And due to the impact of her fall, her toenail snapped, which caused blood to flow from her feet, from her toe. She began smiling. Aap muskurane lagi. To digar saheliyon ne unse ye baat kahi. Her friend said to her, that aren't you feeling any pain that you are smiling over this fall? She says, well, the fact that I will be rewarded over this fall, over this calamity, has kept me far away from even thinking about the pain I'm going through. Allahu Akbar. What an answer, dear viewers of Madini Channel. So, if you have an opportunity to go through trials and tribulations, like our pious predecessors would embrace problems, just as you and I embrace goodness. Allahu Akbar. So, develop a desire for good deeds, dear viewers. If you want to earn more thawab, you will recite and do things that will earn you the thawab and reward. You lost something important, recite, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You don't have to make a big noise at home and shout the entire family as a husband, as a wife, as the children of the family. It happens. We leave something at some place and after a few minutes you forgot where you left it. Don't panic. Don't shout at the whole family. Don't bring the roof down. You don't have to spoil your mood or your day. All you have to do is recite, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This distress which reached you, this calamity which reached you, that got you pareshan, got you into the state of anxiety, because you were in need of the thing which you cannot find, for example, or something of yours that broke. When you recite this, you are, in other words, attaining the pleasure and the blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Focus on this, that I'm being rewarded. Together with this reward, I will even find what I'm looking for. Subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki. So it is mentioned in a hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ihris ala ma yanfa'uka wasta'in billahi wa la ta'jiz. What the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he says, be desirous of that which benefits you. Seek Allah's help and do not feel helpless. Three important advices here. Be desirous of that which will benefit you, number one. Seek Allah's help, number two. And do not feel helpless, number three. Now, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, very beautifully he explains, and he was an expert, subhanallah, in explaining these ahadith. Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi, may Allah Kareem for his sake forgive us. He says, whatever brings you a religious benefit, dini benefit, do not suffice with a small amount of it. Rather, display keenness for it. You need more of sawab, you need more reward. So why do you want to take one or two thawab and be happy with it, when you should be asking for more thawab and reward? So strive to attain it. But do not rely on your efforts. Place your reliance in Allah Azza wa Jalla, seeking His aid and His help. Inshallah, it will come to you. Number two, he says, it should be kept in mind that when it comes to worldly things, dunyabi things, things from this world, being content and patient is good. But showing intense desire, being impatient that I want to buy this car, for example, I want that house, I want this cell phone, I want that laptop, I want this particular pair of shoes or clothes, and you express more of your desire towards something which is from the dunya, something which is from the world. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. He says, by showing intense desire, an eagerness is preferred in matters pertaining to the hereafter and not the world. Whenever you reach a certain position in religious affairs, do not be content with it. Rather, strive to advance further. Try to get more sawab, more reward. When you and I cannot be happy with a small salary, we want to earn more salaries, we want to earn more money. For the day you're not happy with the business, you wish you could do more business for the day. Illa mashallah, others make shukr for the day, others are still crying. When it comes to the matters of the dunya, we need more. Because we need to use it, we need to make use of it. But when it comes to the things related to the hereafter, we become happy with even the little that we get. Why is it like that, dear viewers? So Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahmatullah alayhi had motivated us under the context of this hadith that when it comes to dunyavi matters, be happy with whatever little you have got. But when you want to earn the hereafter, try to attain more sawab and more reward and do the things that will earn you the sawab and reward. So he says, subhanallah, in the Quran Pak, it is stated, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. So excel in acts of piety. Advance. Move forward. Excel in acts of what? Of piety, taqwa. So may Allah Azza wa Jalla allow us to be desirous of good deeds, dear viewers, to avoid sins and to always think about the hereafter. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, our problems will most definitely come to an end. It is a given thing that difficulties and calamities will appear in the world. No doubt, dear viewers, it's going to happen. This world is surrounded with all these problems, and every morning that the sun rises, dear viewers, it brings good news for millions of people and sad news for millions of people. So instead of running from here and there, we must face them and make them a means of earning reward of the hereafter. These calamities are the sabab and the reason for you to earn sawab and reward, not for you to lose your sawab. Who wants to go through problems? But when it comes to you, this is the world of situations and different situations for different people. Millions and millions and millions of people reside on this planet, dear viewers. And Allah Kareem intends to test you for the lifespan that you have to spend on this planet. You will be tested in various ways. So what the Quran says about this in Surah Al-Baqarah, states in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ.
We shall most certainly test you with some fear and hunger and some loss of wealth, lives and fruits, and give glad tidings to the patient. So what Allah Kareem says here, we shall most certainly test you with some fear and hunger. Anxiety and fear, who doesn't suffer from? Hunger, we all are trying to defeat hunger. We all are trying to protect ourselves from this problem of hunger. Thus we work day and night to provide for our family members so that there is no one hungry in the family, dear viewers. Fear and hunger is attached to every human. Some loss of wealth. Who doesn't lose wealth? Lives. Who doesn't lose their lives? Fruits, farming, orchards. All these businesses, dear viewers, that we have. So we will go through these problems. But then at the end, Allah Azza wa Jalla states, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, and give glad tidings to the patient. To the patient. To the patient ones, to those who have sabr. Allahu Akbar. Now, in Tafsir al-Na'imi, under this verse, it is stated, O Muslims, you are the best ummah, and the high-ranking ones are given to the hardest death. Allahu Akbar. You are the best ummah. You are the best of nations that ever emerged from this earth. And the high-ranking ones, those who are enjoying this lofty station of being the best ummatis, are given the hardest of tests in the dunya. So you will be tested in many aspects, sometimes through fear of the enemy. My dushman wants to overpower me, wants to overtake me. Sometimes through droughts, sometimes with poverty, sometimes through loss in wealth, sometimes through the deaths of children, parents and relatives and friends. All these people who are with us, standing with us shoulder to shoulder, would leave us one by one, one by one, one by one. All will be gone. And at other times, through a loss of gardens and crops and fruits, businesses. In short, in Tafsir al-Na'imi, it is stated, it can be said that there are several test papers. There are several test papers. Each calamity is a test on its own. And these are the papers in your examination room. So it is said that you must aim for full marks in every paper. If you are given the test of poverty, then don't get half marks and quarter marks for the test of poverty. Get full marks in this. Display patience and sabr and do not complain. If you are tested with your awlad and children, the deaths of your family members, observe patience over that and recite, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We only belong to Allah Azza wa Jal, and to Him alone we shall return. When this is your iman, this is what you believe in, then why can't we say this when we lose something, when we go through some calamity and problem? Humse kyun nahi ho pata hai, dear viewers of Madani Channel. So aap ye kahein ki hum kis tarah se full marks pa sakte hain? How can we attain full marks in this examination of ours on this planet? Through patience, through sabr. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, and give the glad tidings to the patient ones. So we learn that when difficulty, hardship and calamity strike, Allahu Akbar, the way we attain success in the test is not by creating commotions and complaining about our problems, but through what? Through sabr and patience. Now listen to the next verse. Who are the patient ones? Who are the patient ones? Let's ask Quran Kareem once again. He Azza wa Jalla has stated, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ.
those who, when a calamity befalls them, say, we only belong to Allah and to Him alone we shall return. Ay hai, subhanallah, subhanallah. Who are the patient ones, dear viewers? The Quran has confirmed those who, when a calamity befalls them, what do they say? A situation came in their lives. What do they say? They had a major loss. Instead of moaning, groaning, complaining, crying, screaming, shouting, yelling, they don't do all of that like the impatient ones. They say, we only belong to Allah and to Him only we shall return. Thus, why must I cry? Why must I display sadness as if I'm not happy with the will and decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allahu Akbar. So these are those who are truly patient, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Those who, when they are faced with hardships or worries, they do not complain. Subhanallah. Gosh, we are amongst those people, dear viewers. Gosh, only if we can become like them as well. And just be happy. Because sabr is in the very first instant. As-sabru inda sadmatil ula. Not after you tear the buttons of your shirt, break few windows in your home, break the table and utensils in the kitchen, in the home. And then you say, I'm making sabr and patience. Oh, complaining on the phone or physically to some person about your problem. Speak about the problems to find solutions for your issues and your matters. But complaining and adding more mirch masala to the situation, as they say, adding more spices to it. If the problem was this much, we explained it and displayed it as that much. This is being not happy with the decree and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have lost on the rewards and sabr of sabr and patience itself, what Allah would have given you. And others would have been astounded to see the rewards on the day of judgment. So those who are going through calamities for years and years, yes, probably for the last 30 years, you had no peace in your life, maybe in your marital life, maybe with your children or with your grandchildren. I don't know what the case may be, but I can advise, dear viewers, in all circumstances, observe sabr and patience. This is your key ingredient to every other success thereafter. Every other happiness would enter into your life if you can show Allah that you are happy in your life. You are making shukr and you are contented with what Allah has granted you. This is all we need to do, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Kareem shower rain of mercies and blessings upon us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us sabr and patience like Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and Shuhada'i Karbala. The sabr and patience displayed on the plains of Karbala is out of this world, dear viewers. Being like a mountain of patience. Look at his istiqamah and steadfastness on those difficult grounds of Karbala. He did not shake even for a bit after seeing the mayyit and the shahadat of so many family members in a single day. If we see one mayyat in the family, we lose our trust. How many things we lose for that whole week and month? People don't like to eat, people don't like to speak, people display sadness more than 3 days. It goes on for weeks, years and months, dear viewers. May Allah have mercy on our souls. And may we learn this, dear viewers, that this is a very, very beautiful dua to recite when calamity strikes. If you come into the habit of reciting Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un for all problems, even when you lose things, also for mayyits as well, dear viewers, subhanallah, you will see its blessings and barakah. Allah Azza wa Jalla will recompensate you with another blessing better than the one that you have lost. Jihad, inshallah. It is hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many narrations, dear viewers. Another thing that I would like to mention is that reciting that this dua, Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un, is actually the speciality of this ummah. Jihad, it is an exclusivity of this ummah. So the beautiful statement of Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un has immense blessings. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, my ummah has been granted something for the time of calamity that has not been granted to the previous nations. This ummah has been given this dua, has been given this wazifa, has been given this supplication to recite, but other nations before you were not given this. And it is the utterance of Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. Ye wahi dua, jo sirf is ummat ko diya gaya, aur mazi mein, in the past it was not given to any other ummah, dear viewers. Subhanallah. Now, if you open the tafsir and the commentary of tafsir al-Ruhul Ma'ani, Allahu Akbar, you will find that this ummah has been granted such a thing, Allahu Akbar, that of course other ummahs were not given. Now, it is said here in tafsir al-Ruhul Ma'ani, that if this utterance of Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un was to be given to any other ummah, yani the previous ummahs before this nation, it would have been given to Sayyiduna Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam. Hi, hi, hi. Why? Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam, as upon being separated from his son, Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, Ya asafa ala Yusufa. Alas, my sorrow for Yusuf. Alas, my sorrow for Yusuf. So, the author of Tafsir Ruhul Ma'ani had stated that if this utterance was granted to Sayyidina Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam, he would have certainly recited Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un after being separated from Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Because why? That was a calamity through which his vision became weak. Allahu Akbar. He had lost his eyesight. And after his blessed son Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had sent his shirt, his qamis, and after his father had applied it on his eyes, after touching the Mubarak qamis upon his eyes, Allah Kareem had restored his vision, dear viewers. However, if this wazifa and dua had been given to the previous ummats, it would have been given to Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam for this very reason, subhanallah. Subhanallah. And today we have this dua. But can you recall, dear viewers, when something goes wrong in our lives, what's the first thing that leaves our tongue? So the first thing that leaves the tongue of a person, of a believer, will determine on which side is he. If he says he has sabr, if she says I have lots of patience, then that patience can be assessed by watching and listening to what are the first words that emanate from the tongue of a person when calamity strikes. Uff, takleef aagayi, problem aagaya, ye ho gaya, wo gaya. What do we say, dear viewers? Are we in the habit of saying Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un? If not, then come into that habit, inshallah. Come into this habit. Every time in our lives, yani I would say safely, almost every day there could be a reason for us to even recite this. When you can't find something, when you have some problem, some matter, some issue, something you have heard from some person, by you reciting it, there will be lots and lots of reward. Subhanallah. So, if we say Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un at the time of hardship, what reward will be received for this? So Allah Kareem states in the Holy Quran, Bismillahi Rahman Rahim.
Ulaika alayhim salawatum min Rabbihim wa rahmah wa ulaika humul muhtadun.
These are the people upon whom they are blessings from their Lord and mercy. And these very people are the rightly guided. Hi, hi. So these are the people upon whom they are blessings from their Lord and mercy. These are the people, which people? Who recite Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un when they go through calamity. So if you want to know whether I am under the category of those, am I in that category of those upon whom Allah's rahmah and mercy descends, then assess yourself, do a self-introspection and see how much are you into understanding this matter. When calamities and adversities hit, I just have to be quiet and recite this verse, be patient and leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you know that you are that type of a person, then you should know that Allah's rahmat and Allah's karam will befall upon you as well. Insha'Allah azza wa jalla. This is the divine promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran. So these are the people upon whom they are blessings from their Lord and mercy. Blessings and mercy, blessings and mercy from Allah, Allahu Akbar. And together with that, the third quality is that these people are rightly guided. Subhanallah, the person who has lots of sabr and patience, you must know he is guided. Allah Kareem has guided him, thus he has patience, he has rahmat and blessings and mercies from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By what? By being patient in the face of calamities, and he recites this verse of the Holy Quran. So, what have we learned? Three things. Allah Azza wa Jalla will send salawat upon him, blessings, which means their sins will be forgiven. When Allah will send blessings, what will happen? Your gunas have to be forgiven. When Allah will shower his blessings, what will happen? He will grant special blessings. Allahu Akbar. And when they will be granted with honor and blessings in the dunya, then why not in the hereafter? Allah will grant the same in the hereafter as well. Just focus for a moment, dear viewers. How many times have we lost these opportunities in our lives? Number two, Allah Kareem will shower His mercy upon them. And number three, thirdly, these people will be on complete guidance in this world and in the next. Hi, hi, hi. Complete guidance. Subhanallah, they will be on guidance in this dunya through attaining closeness to Allah Azza wa Jalla in every state. Yani dunya mein bhi qurb ilahi wo payenge, akhirat mein bhi qurb ilahi payenge, meaning through being grateful in times of ease and being patient in times of hardship. This is very important for us to remember, dear viewers. In terms of the hereafter, what this means, some earn paradise through doing good deeds and others are saved from hell by avoiding sins. But the people who are patient and say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, at the times of hardship, they will be successful in gaining the actual pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a beautiful narration for us to memorize, for us to remember. We started off with the steel shoenace, dear viewers. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had shown him that companion that you want to relieve yourself from worldly problems, because you know one wants issues and problems to come in their lives. Everyone wants to smile, be happy, laugh and joke all the time. But when Allah sent you to this world to be tested, thus He has asked you in the Holy Quran, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, do you think you're going to be left to say that I am a believer, I believe, and you will not be tested? If you claim over and again to be a Muslim, believer, Sunni, Ashiqi Rasul, devotee of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so on and so forth, and these claims never stop, we are making them day and night all the time, on the social platforms and public platforms, in our homes with friends and family members, so you will be tested to see what type of Ashiqi Rasul are you. Those who are the true devotees and lovers of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are found patiently enduring like Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. Whenever we are faced with a difficulty or hardship, we should not make a scene, tear our clothes, pull our hair, complain to people, do this and do that. What should we do? Rather, we should show patience and recite, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We will most definitely attain abundant reward through this, inshallah. Trust me, dear viewers, trust me and recite this. This is the tariqah of our pious predecessors. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith had stated, recite Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un at the time of calamity. Abu Talha Khawlani is advising Abu Sinan. He says, shall I not tell you of some good news? He says, yes, inform me. He says, I have read the narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when a person's child passes away, according to this narration, it says over here, the Haq informed me that the final Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, this companion had informed Abu Talha Khawlani that the beloved Rasul had said, when a person's child passes away, listen to this, you have lost your child, or anyone who had a miscarriage, anyone who had lost their children, small or big, listen to what the beloved Rasul says. Allah Almighty will ask the angels. When a person's child passes away, Allah Azza wa Jalla asks the angels, did you seize the soul of my slave's child? Did you seize the soul? Did you remove and take away the soul of my slave's, my banda's child? The angels reply, yes. Allah Almighty then says, did you take away the apple of his eye? The angels respond, yes. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Then Allah asks, what did my banda and my slave say when you took away his son? You remove and you seize the soul. What did my banda say at that moment? The angels reply, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, he praised you. He praised you. He glorified you. He said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah Almighty declares, O angels, listen, create a home in Jannah for my servant and name it the house of praise, Baytul Hamd. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki. What a great blessing this is, dear viewers. It is Allah Almighty who gives the son in the first place. He is the one who gives the daughter and the children that we have in the first place. The son was under his ownership. Your children are under his ownership. And it is he who takes the children back. The slave just displays patience. The servant All he has to do is show sabr. Allow for the boss and allow for the owner to do as he wills. Recite inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And what does he receive in return? Kya milta hai badle mein? A special home will be made for him in Jannah, which is known as the house of praises. Because you praise Allah at the time of calamity, Allah will get a palace built for you and ready for you. That will be known and called as Baytul Hamd, because you praise Allah at the time of calamity. Is this not sufficient for this ummah? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Despite this being the place of going through an examination, difficulties, calamities, we are being tested. But when you pass the test, for each different test, look at the rewards and enormous rewards which Allah has prepared for His bandas. And still we are not content, dear viewers. We still want that what we lost, but we don't want the house in Jannah. We still want that what our nafs wants, but we don't want the rewards from Allah Kareem. We still want that which makes the nafs happy, but we don't want the sawab in reward. I'm not saying this. The actions prove this, dear viewers. Our actions will determine what do we want from Allah Kareem. What do we expect from this world? What do we expect from Allah on the day of judgment? So these are important points, devotees of the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If a child, relative, or a dear friend passes away, don't complain. Just be patient. Because if we display impatience, pull our hair like others, scream and create a commotion, will we achieve anything, dear viewers? The one who has departed cannot return again. Allahu Akbar. And we will also lose the reward of patience if we do this as well. Now, wo wapas aa sakta hai, na humko sabr milne wala hai. Therefore, we should recite this verse, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We will attain abundance of reward, insha'Allah azza wa jalla. Insha'Allah. All these amazing points, subhanallah. This is another narration. Okay, before we understand the narration, one major blessing of reciting inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un when afflicted with calamity is that the calamity is removed, and Allah azza wa jalla also grants a person something even better in this world. So now, it is stated in the hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whosoever recites inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un at the time of calamity, Allah azza wa jalla removes his worry, grants him a good outcome, and grants him such a substitute which he will be pleased with, subhanallah. It is related in a hadith that when a person is afflicted with a calamity, and in accordance to Allah Azza wa Jalla's command, he recites, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. After reciting, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, he recites this dua, Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa akhlif li khayram minha. Which means, oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, reward me in this calamity and grant me something better in place of it. Allah Azza wa Jalla will grant him something better in its place. Some musibat came in your life. Don't scream and cry and tell the whole dunya about the musibah. You complain to Allah, who will listen to your complaint, not to others who will make fun of you and go and tell 10 other people about your problem. Complain to the one who can solve your problem. Complain to the one who has the solutions for your problems. So the one who says, Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa akhlif li khayra minha, Allahu Akbar, Allah will grant him a better substitute for that which he has lost, dear viewers. Mufti Ahmad Al-Khanna'imi, once again in the commentary of this hadith, he says that this is a proven practice. It can be recited when someone passes away or when something is lost. If one has hope of finding the lost item, they should recite it till Raji'un. If one has hope of finding the lost item, then he should recite it till Raji'un, but recite it in full either way. Whether you got hope of finding what you lost or you don't have any hope of what you have lost. In either cases, recite the complete ayah. Just not inna lillahi, inna lillahi, inna lillahi. Recite the complete verse till Raji'un, inshallah, azza wa jalla. However, it is necessary that whilst these words are on one's tongue, one's heart should be in the state of patience, not anxiety and kabrat and not having trust in Allah. You're reciting it from your tongue, but you're still thinking that I'm not going to find it. You've got a doubt in your heart. So be content, dear viewers. Be patient in your heart. Have sabr and don't cry about the problem, and just think of this fact that everything has come from Allah. Everything does belong to Allah Azza wa Jalla. We are also going to return to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yes or no, dear viewers? تیرا نہ میرا، اس کا نہ اس کا، سب کچھ اسی سے ہے، سب کچھ اسی کا، تو اور میں کا یہ جھگڑا پرانا، تو بھی اسی کا میں بھی اسی کا۔ یہ تیرا میرا جو جھگڑا ہے، دس از مائن دیٹ از یورز، یہ تمہارا ہے، یہ اس کا ہے، وہ اس کا ہے، یہ تو چلتا ہی رہے گا، دس ول کنٹینیو ہیپننگ۔ ایٹ دی اینڈ دیز باڈی پارٹس آر اے ٹرسٹ فرام اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ، یہ ایک امانت ہے، یہ زندگی ایک امانت ہے، اٹس اے ٹرسٹ ایز ویل۔ بس جب بڑھاپا آتا ہے، وین اولڈ ایج کمز اینڈ وین موت از ابو یور ہیڈ، یو ول ہیو ٹو کلوز یور آئیز اینڈ گو فرام دس ورلڈ، واٹ ریمینس آف یور ڈیئر ویورز، جسٹ بی پیشنٹ اینڈ بی ہیپی ان یور لائف اینڈ allow for others to be happy as well. Sometimes because of one person's mood going off and one person losing his temper, the whole house have to face the consequences of that. Children, wife and children, other family members are all dragged into it because of one person's mood. How important it is to be happy, dear viewers. How shaitan can ruin the whole family through one person. Others are corrupted. Others are then messed up. Allahu Akbar. So people generally think that reciting this verse of the Quran Pak should only be recited upon death. Once again, in the very beginning I mentioned this, and again I mention it, that no, dear viewers, it is not only for the time of death, rather on other occasions as well. People become actually shocked and begin to ask, what happened? Why are you reading Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilaihi Raji'un? You lost your pen, you lost your cell phone, why are you reciting Inna Lillahi? Log kabhi kabhi pooch lete ye sawalat. So remember that this statement is not to be recited only when somebody passes away, but rather at the time of a major calamity as well. It can be recited when any type of hardship or difficulty arises. Recite this, Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. Inshallah, Zawajalla, your problems will come to an end. Inshallah, it is hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, somebody was even asking these questions some time back, but I'm repeating it now, inshallah. If a person has illness, recite it, yes. You have debts, unemployment, you can still recite it. If you're not working, you can still recite Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. You got hurt by, somebody else got hurt by your hands, or you got hurt yourself, you can still recite it. Someone hits you, you tripped over something, your car breaks down, there is a traffic jam, you make a loss in your business. All these are just few examples, day-to-day things that we go through in our lives, right? Something got torn, something got stuck to your clothes and your pants or your kurta, something got torn. Anything that causes discomfort to you and hardship to you, just recite Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. Come into the habit of reciting this. Now, the last narration which I shall present to you, inshallah, of Sayyidina Ikrama radiyallahu anhu. Famous companion, right? The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting at night when the lamp suddenly went off. Achanak se bas batti bujh gayi. As the lamp went off, it went out. So he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, replied, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He recited this verse of the Holy Quran. So Hazrat Sayyidina Ikrama radiyallahu anhu states, he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everything, Ya Rasulullah, is this also a calamity ki batti bujh gayi? The lamp went out. Is this also a calamity ki musibat ke waqt hi ye padha jata hai, jo musibat mein aa jaye to ye padhte inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Batti gul ho gayi, the batti and the lamp went off, then why do you recite this? Is this also a calamity? The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, everything that causes discomfort to a believer is a calamity, and he is rewarded for it as well. So this makes things very clear for us, dear viewers, very, very much clear. Subhanallah. What do we learn by this narration? Upon every small and big hardship. Chota ho ya bada ho, aap ise padhein. Another lesson that we can also take from this hadith is that if there is a power cut, what should we do? What should we do, dear viewers? Sabr and patience. Kya aapke mulk mein nahi hota? Nahi hota hoga, theek hai, alhamdulillah. Sometimes it happens suddenly. Some countries have it after every few hours in the day. It's called load shedding, right? It happens to many countries in many places. So kabhi batti gul ho jaye, band ho jaye, koi kharabi hai. So people become impatient. Aur pata nahi kis tarah ki cheeze log kehna shuru kar dete. They start cursing the electricity providers. May that person never be successful in his life. This company must go down and this must happen, that must happen. They're only eating up the money. It's fine, wo to ho raha. Aap to sabr rakhe na filhal. Why are you getting upset? Why are you losing your temper?
It's going to happen and happen. You have to be patient, because this is a calamity upon a believer, that he went into discomfort due to the situation and problem. So what a person should do? Sabr. And when the lights are gone, you recite Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. Subhanallah. What a beautiful advice, dear viewers, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and ability to practice upon these points, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. Wherever you are, whoever you are, let's not become superstitious, and let's place all our reliance and our trust in Allah Kareem alone, dear viewers. All our problems shall come to an end. Have this yaqeen that Allah has more than I do, and I'm being tested on the face of this earth, because every believer has to go through this test. All the prophets of Allah were tested as well. I will go through it. And now today we have understood the wisdom in reciting Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un in other matters as well. Alhamdulillah. Let's form the habit of reciting this. Until then, dear viewers, stay good, be good, do good. Aap jahan pe bhi ho, durood e pak padte rahein upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and keep making dua for the ummah at large. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom. Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.